We're going to begin today by looking at Psalm 122, where we find David is still celebrating God's love. He knew that people would come to this sacred town, this sacred place, for religious reasons, and he continued to rejoice about the loyalty and the love toward the new city. The travelers came to Jerusalem to the house of the Lord, where the tabernacle rested. And David was filled with joy, knowing God's word would be received through prayer and worship. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, our Lord and our Creator, for this Sunday, this first Sunday of Advent. We thank you for making us in your image, for honoring us with dignity and with purpose. Open our eyes and our hearts so that we can know you even more and know your purpose. Thank you for being with us here this morning as we worship you. Amen. Traveling back to Israel, we know that the people gathered together for the glory of God, just as we are gathering for the glory of God. All of the tribes were welcome. At the Ark of the Covenant, the believers gave thanks and praised the Lord. There was a sense of unity as the presence of God made all things special. When I was preparing this sermon, I kept thinking of that sense of unity. That sense of oneness, how important and how vital that is in our world. In Jerusalem at that time, there was constant prayer for peace. Rules needed to be created, and evil needed to be corrected. The heart of the nation was seeking goodness, which is what we all should be seeking. The people shared a feast of thanksgiving for what God would do in the future of their lives. I'm sharing from Psalm 122. It is a song for pilgrims ascending to Jerusalem, a psalm of David. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." And now here we are standing inside your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a well-built city. Its seamless walls cannot be breached. All the tribes of Israel, the Lord's people, make their pilgrimage here. They come to give thanks to the name of the Lord as the law requires of Israel. Here stand the thrones where judgment is given, the thrones of the dynasty of David. Pray for peace in Jerusalem. May all who love this city prosper. O Jerusalem, may there be peace within your walls and prosperity in your palaces. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, may you have peace. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek what is best for you, O Jerusalem. Theologian Charles Spurgeon went on to write about his opinion of church. In a church, one of the main ingredients of success is internal peace. Strife, suspicion, party spirit, division, these are deadly things. Those who break the peace of the church deserve to suffer, and those who sustain it win a great blessing. We know that a church in today's world is just being picked at and picked at and picked at. We need to be strong. We need to show unity. We must always pray for the church. The church's internal peace, especially with what's going on with the changing attitude toward churches. My own mother gave me the speech this week about being very careful entering the church, leaving the church, what you say, what conversations you get into, because she hears it on the news, what is happening. I don't want my parents to live in fear or my children to live in fear. I want them to totally trust God. God is in control. He leads us to safety, and he is a great comforter. So when we are fearful, we need to turn to prayer. Know that he is with us. We know our God walks with us always. He is our source of help. Turn to him. Ask him for help. Cry out to him whenever you feel there is a need. Even when life is not going well, cry out to him. Be thankful for what we have. I'm going to read from Psalm 136, just changing it a little bit. Psalm 136 reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, to him who alone does great wonders. His love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, who spread out the earth upon the waters, who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, the moon and the stars to govern the night. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt and brought Israel out from among them, his love endures forever. And a mighty hand and outstretched arm," I'm moving on to verse 23, "he remembered us in our low estate, freed us from our enemies. His love endured forever. He gives food to every creature. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever." Will you say that with me? His love endures forever. Our hope is in him. We all need to hold on to that hope. We're just going to take a moment or two to silence ourselves, to think about our church, to think about our community, and to think about our world. There is hope. There is hope. And in these next few moments, may we pray for peace for Wellspring Church, for our community, and for the world. Amen. I'll be turning to Romans 13, starting at verse 11. Romans 13, starting at verse 11. "This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up. For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. Because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness, or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living, or in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires." Paul provides ways to live as we commit to the Lord. God is teaching us through his word. Anchor yourself onto his word. Know the times that we are living in. This has been pretty easy because with social media, we know what's going on all over the world, as well as our neighborhood. Be aware of that anything goes attitude, which is in our world. Many of our young people rely on that. Anything goes. If it makes me feel okay, it's okay. Was the church sleeping when they took prayer out of school? Was the church sleeping when people of color were not allowed to attend the same schools as those who are white? We now have schools with metal detectors that everyone must pass through before the beginning of the school day. Where is the church when criminals are released without a form of restoration being made, nor are they given any guidance to change their lives? I could go on. God loves us so much. He gave us His Son. How thankful we should be that God's Word gives us hope in Jesus Christ. This hope leads us to prayer for those who are committing sins and not recognizing them. We are not to walk in immorality, in shamelessness, in envy, or in rioting. We are not to judge others. Prayer gives us the ability and strength to stay away from these things. We ought not to be doing something sinful, asking for forgiveness, and then going back to do it again. That is a way to ruin your witness. An incredible sense of joy will be felt by all believers when they walk away from sin. Gossip, stealing, hurting someone on purpose. These are things that just all of a sudden they happen, right? Be aware. As Christians, we know. We know better. To be set free from evil ways is truly a gift. Allow that joy to enter into your heart. At times, it can be a life-saving gift to be set free from evil. While studying these verses, I read a pastor had shared that he felt that this Romans 13:11-14 means wake up, clean up, and grow up. Recognize the sinful ways that kind of sneak into our lives. Recognize the ways to turn to God's word, to turn to prayer, to turn to a Christian friend, to clean up, to get help. Especially in today's world, it's okay to ask for help. Some people are sitting at home thinking, oh, those Christians, they think they're perfect. No, we're forgiven. We don't think we're perfect. When we grow up, we learn how important it truly is to get into God's word, to follow God's word, and take that extra step to care for others. We are able to put our faith fully in Jesus Christ when we wake up, clean up, and grow up. We become God's heirs of all His promises, a gift given to you every day. We will be used by Jesus Christ. His glory will one day cover this earth. People's eyes will be opened. They will recognize the difference between living a life that just makes them feel good and living a life in honor of Jesus. Let's hold on to hope. Let's share that hope. God's glory will one day cover this earth. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for being so close to us and for hearing us when we ask for help. Sometimes we yell it, sometimes we whisper it. We pray that you will continue to guide us in your ways, Lord. Give us a clearer understanding of the blessings of obedience and the pain of disobedience, so that we may grow in trust and follow you completely. Guide us in your daily life, that in our daily life, that we might be a blessing to others by telling them of your great love. May we have peace, peace in our hearts. Father, we are holding on to hope. Our hope is in you. In your glorious name, amen.